Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to the book of Philippians, chapter 4. And let's all stand as we read verses 1 through 4. Philippians 4, 1 through 4. And allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. And Lord, we're asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, The Joy of the Lord. The Joy of the Lord. And so are we there? And I have the Word of God up here in case you didn't bring your Bible, praise God. Let's all read 1 through 4. Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labor with me in the gospel, with Clement, also in the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Say that with me again. Whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearer and reader of his word. You may be seated. And so I impose the question up here. How do your circumstances affect you? How many recall not too long ago, or maybe in the past year or so, there was a pastor who was apprehended for preaching the gospel in Turkey. His name is Pastor Brunson. Okay? And so, obviously, when you're in a communistic type of country, they don't look at your ministry as the gospel of Jesus Christ, but it's propaganda. And the propaganda to them is basically being an enemy to their state. And so he was apprehended, he was in prison, and how many of you could honestly say that if you were in prison, especially for the cause of Christ, and you were beaten, you were malnourished, you are basically forgotten, and then someone comes on your defense and sets you free, would you rejoice? Huh? Or would you say, man, I think I better go back there where I was just eating crumbs? Well, Pastor Brunson was set free. Can I get an amen? Can I? And he had a heart of thankfulness. He had a heart of joy. And let me just say this. If you had an opportunity, let me ask you this. If you had an opportunity to even pray and lay hands on your president of the country, how many, if that opportunity was given to you, would you take it? Yes. Huh? Would you take it? Yes. Despite of your political preference. Despite of your indifferences, how many would love to lay hands on him and pray for him? Well, because of that man's endurance, because he stood for Christ, and I'm saying this to say to you, no matter what happens in your life, stand for Christ. Can I get an amen? Amen. Because God will open up a door like he did for Pastor Brunson. Look at this. Okay, somebody hit that. Let me release number one. I want you to hear this. Here we go.
We would like to pray for you. We pray for you often.
Thank you.
As a family, my wife and I pray for you.
Thank you. Well, I need it probably more than anybody in this room. So I would, that would be very nice. Thank you.
Could we pray for you?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay. Noreen, would I?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So you can...
Okay. I'll just do it here. How about that? Lord God, I ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit on President Trump, that you give him supernatural wisdom to accomplish all the plans you have for this country and for him. I ask that you give him wisdom on how to lead this country into righteousness. I ask that you give him perseverance and endurance and courage to stand for truth. I ask that you protect them from slander, from enemies, from those who would undermine. I ask that you make him a great blessing to this country. Fill him with your wisdom and strength and perseverance. And we bless him. May he be a great blessing to our country. In Jesus' name, we bless you. Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to pray that the Spirit of the Lord would rest on the President. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. Amen.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Wow. Come on. Your local media won't show this. Yes, they won't. They won't. Why? It's because our media doesn't want to glorify God. It doesn't want to magnify God. This is the real deal here. And for a man who is sitting on that seat to humble himself and allow a pastor that was in prison to pray over him. How many presidents do you know that have allowed that? None. None. And they prayed the Spirit of God, the Spirit of wisdom, to come upon this man. That was an eye-opener to me. This crossed political lines. Now they're talking my language. Can I get amen? Amen? Now they're talking your language. Can I get amen? It's all about Christ. It's all about God. Listen, saints, when you are going through difficulties, pain, or disappointment, do these experiences change your conduct or disposition? Do they? Do they? When you go through hard times, how many of you can honestly say, I've been through some hard and tough times? Or maybe everything in your life is perfect. You've never argued with your wife. You never chastised your children. It's always been lovey-dovey. Huh? Okay, well, if that's you, let me know when it's time to wake you up from your nap. Once again, let's look up here. Are you one person when life is running smoothly, but a different one when you are visited by hardship and suffering? I read more on this one pastor. Boy, I could just imagine. They didn't have the facilities like Donovan Prison. You know, running water, hot and cold. You know, big screen TVs to even watch games and sports. You know, three meals a day. No, he was probably in a roach-infested room. Tossed away and forgotten. But he still held on. My question is, will you still hold on? Even when the enemy wants to come against you, even when hardship comes, even when big decisions come in your life, are you going to hold on to the Lord? Although trouble has the power to take away our happiness, saints, we don't have to let it rob us of our joy in Christ. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Why? Why? Because circumstances may change and trouble will come. But for those who have trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior, our relationship with the Lord will never be altered. Can I get amen?
Amen?
That'll never change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the fact is that the foundation of joy is already situated in the gospel for us. Why? Because Jesus, he told his disciples, and God is reminding each and every one of us this morning. It's found here in John. Look at this. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. So then he's saying, abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Now, here's the key thing right here in verse 11. These things I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you. Did you catch that? And that your joy may be full. Yes. Even right now, in the twilight hours of my dad's life, God has still given me joy. Why? Because of what I shared with you. I was blessed and privileged to lead them to Christ. And to me, that is the Super Bowl. That is the greatest thing that you and I could ever do, is lead someone to Christ. Let alone your own dad. That's when it becomes a humbling moment with God. That's when God will use you. When you're allowed to cast a shadow on your family, despite of how they feel and think about you, that you will still love them regardless. Saints, when Paul wrote the book of Philippians, he was in prison. And the majority of his epistles he wrote being apprehended in chains. Wow. Just imagine the conditions then. And he was chained even to a Roman guard. Even though, saints, he wasn't sure of what awaited him and was suffering the hardships of prison life, his letter was filled with joy. It was always filled with joy. All the way toward the end of all his letters, he was a man of encouragement. I'm here this morning to encourage you. And I pray that your love and your prayers will encourage me to hold on, to keep the good fight of faith. Why? Because Paul said in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Paul had every reason in the world to be miserable and to be forlorn and torn and ripped apart and walking around as, woe is me. How many of you have had those moments, woe is me? And how many of you love to be comforted after you're sitting down in that little pity party? And a lot of times it's because you did it to yourself. A lot of things we have to own up to, don't we? But he could have lost his focus. And one thing he didn't do is his external conditions were really all torn apart, but his relationship with the Lord was solid. That's the dichotomy. That's the difference of believers. When things in your life are falling apart, but yet your relationship with the Lord is strong and steadfast, despite of what's taking place, despite of finances, despite of relationships, despite of anything in your life that will rise up in your life from time to time, is how do you respond to those things? We can easily choose to be negative. We can easily choose to run away. We can easily choose the easy way out. But God has shown me to be steadfast in the love of God. Can I get an amen? Amen. To be a rock when your family needs to see a rock. They need to see you, even in the midst of hardship. That's right. Why? Because that's how they'll glean off those things that come their way, so that they can say, wow, I'm starting to see something. Yeah, God will allow them to see his grace. It's all about his grace. Can I get amen? And so in the midst of all the difficulties, Paul had triumphant joy. He overcame these circumstances. Why? Because of his relationship with the Lord. Now, there is a difference between happiness and joy. That's right. Some of you can go pay $1 and win the lotto, and you'll have instant happiness. And then when the money's gone, you go right back to where you were. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Happiness comes and goes. Riding a roller coaster ride at Disneyland. Woo, man, this is fun. It's happening. And you come off like this. Oh. There was happiness for a moment, wasn't there? Well, happiness depends upon good circumstances, but joy depends on a relationship. Can I get amen?
Amen.
It's all about a relationship. And if your relationship is right with God, man, I'm telling you, I don't care what comes your way. Your joy will remain. Why? Because he will sustain you. Although, saints, most people desire and pursue a happy life. There's nothing wrong with that. Christians, you and I, have the privilege of remaining joyful in every situation because our relationship with Jesus Christ is immovable. Did you know that he's the one that sustains you? Even when you don't want to be kept. Even when you willfully want to go sin. Come on. There's nobody immune to that in here. We all, the Bible says, have fallen short of the glory of God. Yet, because we have a relationship with him, that's what motivates us to love him with all our heart, soul, and mind. And so, happiness can be thought of as a light-hearted, worldly feeling, but joy is a God feeling. And that's what Paul had. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Saints, at salvation, the Holy Spirit seals us as his children. Can I get amen? How many are so blessed to know that it's written in the Word of God where your position is in Christ? You know, I could tell you, just some wonderful things. And they may be well intended. And they may be well good for our total being. But I rather would want to know what God says about us. Can I get amen?
Yeah.
And this is what he says in Ephesians. Having made known the mystery of his will. This was a mystery to you and I. When before we got saved, we didn't know anything about God. We didn't know anything about his love. We didn't know anything on what his attributes were and his nature. All we knew is that there's a God in heaven somewhere and there's a real devil somewhere causing havoc in our world. But look at this. It was a mystery to us. According to his good pleasure, which he purposed what? In himself. That in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one things all in Christ, which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. So we are still on earth. Can I get an amen? And so we've entered in and we are with him. Praise God. Look at this. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. Not our will, but his will. Aren't you so blessed that it's his will? Listen, if it was left to us, we would look at several folks. Oh, you're in, but you're out. I'm glad he made the choice and not us. Can I get an amen? We may separate them because of demographics. We may separate people because of political things. We may separate them because of race. We may separate them because of religion. Yeah, but God looks past all that. And it's his foreknowledge that he saved us. Can I get an amen? Look at this. That we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed. Look at that. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Aren't you so blessed that God has promised us eternal life? He's sealed it. In other words, done deal. You ever been into a, how many of you been to court? I saw almost a hand go up. And how many know that once the judge slams down the gavel, case closed. What does he say? Case closed, right? Done deal. It's done. Well, the courts of heaven, when we gave our heart to Christ, we were washed in the blood, filled with the Spirit, confession of faith made. Bam! Right there. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee. Thank you, God. How many so blessed are that God has guaranteed this for us? Amen. You don't have to walk around, well, am I saved or am I not saved? Well, you know what? I just had this bad thought. I don't think I'm saved anymore. No. God wants you to walk with confidence of joy. Can I get amen? Amen. God wants you to know that you're sealed. Now, some people say, well, Pastor Fee, does that give us a license to sin now? No. It's further to the truth. Knowing this, and knowing what he's done for us, and knowing that what he has given us, it causes an action now to take place. And what is that action? To embrace the cross and say, thank you for saving a wretch like me. Thanking you for saving me from a place of hell. And now I can glorify you and thank you that I don't have to see that place ever in my life. Because he has guaranteed. That should cause you to run to him, not run away. Can I get amen?
Amen.
You run to him now. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Why? Until the redemption of the purchase price. What does that mean? That means this seal, the Spirit of God, it's a deposit into your life. And so he's coming back again to redeem us from this body of corruption. You know, this body's corrupt. Have you come to a conclusion already? The body's corrupt? That's right. Listen, if you hadn't showered in 3 days, you wouldn't be sitting by one another right now. Praise God. But God's purchased us with his blood. And it's the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Aren't you so blessed to know that, saints?
Amen.
And so knowing that this relationship could never change enables us to face difficulties and walk through dark valleys with an inner confidence and overwhelming contentment of who the Lord Jesus is. Aren't you so blessed to have that relationship with him?
Hallelujah.
Look. Before I was called to preach at this church, I came from other churches. Many of you came from other churches. Amen? And have you asked yourself this? Why am I still continuing to walk toward him? Because he called you, and you didn't call yourself. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Listen, if you called yourself, you'd be right back out in the world, and you would probably remain out there. But we were purchased by the blood. And we are just a witness to others what God has done in our life. Can I get amen?
Amen.
So let's look at this. We should not allow our circumstances to determine our disposition. Don't allow it to alter, especially your way of thinking of who God is. You know, a lot of times something may God allow in your life. And you know, I've heard many people, I'm mad at God. Why are you mad at him? He didn't do nothing to you. Matter of fact, he saved you. But we always look to be mad at someone or something other than ourselves. And so if we let ourselves focus on our difficulties and pain rather than on Christ, we will become trapped by our own circumstances, saints. That's why some people buckle under the smallest trauma or heartache, while others stay strong in much more trying circumstances. Amen. The difference is an immovable foundation of joy that's in Christ. Why? Because the Apostle Paul is always reiterating. How many of you, when things come your way, I'm talking about unforeseen things that causes you to sometimes grieve or sometimes be angry or sometimes make troubling decisions and you have no peace. Well, God has in His Word solutions. How many love solutions in life? Or do you try to figure them out on your own? Well, Peter said it like this. Casting all your care upon Him. Why? For He cares for you. God cares for you. Do you know He cares for you? Come on, you got to know this by now, huh? He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around about like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Listen, when you're down and out, that's when the enemy comes. Oh, man, look at this. Look at this little sheep. Look at this little lamb of God. Let's go pounce on this thing. Bam, 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 bam. And did you know the ones that get tested really harshly are the baby Christians who had just given their heart to God? Oh, yeah. Why? How many were here Wednesday night and we talked about the soils? Because the cares and the affairs sometimes will, what? Squash out that seed that was planted. And there's no room to grow. We need to cast our cares upon Him, right? Paul had no external reason to rejoice. How can you rejoice? Just picture this. You're in prison. It's probably rat infested, maybe thrown crumbs to eat. You're chained next to prisoners who sometimes have to defecate right there. Ask yourself this. He had no reason on the external to have joy or to rejoice. Since he was confined in a prison cell, he no longer had the freedom to travel around the Roman Empire preaching the gospel and founding new churches, because he was an apostle, a called out one to raise up churches. Furthermore, saints, some of his fellow workers in the gospel were adding to his suffering by making false accusations against him. He's in prison. He's being lied upon. Man, is that, would that be a moment for you and I to throw in the towel now? Man, this gospel thing ain't working for me. Let me find another occupation. Let me find another solution in life. But that wasn't him. Mm-mm. Look what it says in Peter. It says this. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed. Say that with me. You are blessed. You are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. You should be able to walk into a room in the midst of either strangers, your own family members that don't know God, and they ought to see the glory of God upon you. Can I get an amen? They ought to know that the presence of God is with you. And it's not, it's no hoopla. It's the real deal when God gets a hold of your heart and makes you a new person in Christ. Can I get amen? Amen. It becomes the real deal. The real deal. And so Peter went on further to say this. He said, do what is right. Then if men speak against you, calling you evil names, They will become ashamed of themselves for falsely accusing you when you have only done what is good. So God is saying, just do good. Just do good. Despite of what they say and think about you. Just do good. Remember, if God wants you to suffer, it is better to suffer for doing good than for doing wrong. Can I get an amen? And that is the providence of God. That's the grace of God. He allows us to go through suffering. Did you know that? A lot of times it teaches us better habits. It opens up our eyes. It shows a better way. Thank you, God. Saints, even Paul's future was uncertain as he faced the threat of death. But through it all, he kept rejoicing in Christ and was confident even if he died. This is why I conveyed to my family. It's Dad's time. He's 93. He's fought a good fight of faith. He's finishing the race. He's at the finish line now. Just allow him now to cross it. Rejoice with him. Rejoice with him. Because he's going to a place where you and I are going to see ourselves, the glory of God. And so, Paul was confident, even if he died, and he was destined to be in the presence of the living God. So, something is missing in Paul's letter. I'm going to ask this question. In all of his epistles, what do you think is missing in his letter? I read them all. I read through them many times. What's one thing that's missing? I'll give you just a second here. Okay, time's up. Saints, Paul never mentions sorrow over being confined. Not once did he say, woe is me. Never once he said, wow, I should have never came here. Wow, I'm being so mistreated. Wow. Is there another way, God? In all of his letters, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Nor does he complain about his conditions or grumble that God hasn't gotten him out of jail yet, because his focus, his total focus, was on proclaiming Christ. Proclaiming Christ. Listen, you and I, we're always going to be tested in life. And the tests will come and go. But how many of you would choose to rather pass the test the first time around or to retake it? How many like to retake tests? Come on, put that hand down. Listen, when that test comes, God wants to see you pass it with flying colors. Can I get an amen? Amen. Every time there was a change of guards, Paul saw an opportunity to tell another Roman soldier about the gospel. Yes, right? Why? One thing is certain, and I believe this is in you. The scripture I'm going to put up, I believe this is us. Can I get amen? Watch. Here it is. You're probably saying, well, yeah, it is. Well, you haven't even seen it yet. It's right here. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God, what? To salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Amen. This is a faith walk. I hope you know that. We're walking in the joy of the Lord by God's grace through faith. Can I get amen? Amen. And so we have to see, saints, that the source of Paul's joy was his relationship with Jesus. And guess what? You and I, we still have this same privilege because Christ hasn't what? He hasn't changed. He is the same what? Yesterday, today, and what? Forever. It's not natural to rejoice when the bottom drops out. Friends walk away, or there's no more money left in the account. And we all been there, huh? But Christians are not natural people. How many believe we're not natural people? Why? Because God's Spirit lives within us. And so God has put His super on our natural. That's why we walk around in the supernatural. Amen. Can I get an amen? Amen? And God will be with us. God will sustain us. That's right. Yes, He will. Tough times are actually beneficial. Why? Because when we grow the most, God will be glorified and magnified. That's right. Because you and I then can therefore rejoice when God doesn't deliver us from trouble. How many of you want to get right out of trouble when you fall right into it? Come on, we're like, wah! We want out now. In those areas in our life, we're no different than an unbeliever. Can I get an amen? Why? Because an unbeliever and a believer can still put their hand on a hot stove and be burned. I'm sorry. The Bible says God reigns on the just and the unjust at the same time. As Christians, oh saints, we should never think it's our job to make sure everything works out the way we want. I hope you know that. God will allow trial. He'll allow things to come to your life. And He will give you the wisdom on how to maneuver through it. Can I get an amen? He'll use godly men and women to come along to pray for you. But ultimately, it'll be the Word of God that'll navigate your way through it. Oh, yes. Trouble comes. But God gave us His Word. When it does come, what do? How do you handle it? Let me ask you this. When trouble comes, can you all consider it joy? Huh? I've got no more money to pay my rent this month. Can you still count it all joy? Man, we got to ration our food. I don't see money coming for a while. I remember Pastor Leo sharing with us. They had just moved from Los Angeles area to do a work here in San Diego. And him and his wife, Sandra, this is before Mission Valley even started off. They had no food. They trusted in the Lord. They came home one day. They pulled up to their driveway. And there was like 5 grocery bags left on their porch. No letter from, this is from us. Because whoever did it didn't want to put glory on themselves. They did it because they heard God's voice. They did it because they loved the Lord. And their needs were met for at least a few weeks. How many believe that that's what God always does to show you His love toward us? To convince you that it is Him who is sustaining us. This is why in James 1 and 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces what? Patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. And that's the trouble we find ourselves in. We always want to squeeze out of something that God allows us to go through to test us, to mold us, to shape us. to make us become more like the image of who he is. But if you don't like his type of Mary Kay, in other words, his type of makeup upon you, then go use Maybelline. I'm just saying that as an analogy. In other words, allow him to mold you and fashion you the way he wants to. Can I get an amen? Sometimes, saints, I don't know where these thoughts come from. They just come, okay? I know they're not on my notes here. Saints, instead of our your confidence, my confidence should be that the Lord will meet our needs as he desires. Can I get amen? Amen. Why? Because then we can rejoice in him, letting joy become an immovable foundation that undergirds our lives. Look at this up here. This kind of joy is a spiritual gift. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Listen. When salvation comes and the Spirit of God comes upon you, guess what he deposits in you? I'm going to ask this another question. This is question and answer. I'm going to impose another question upon you. At the moment of salvation, God has redeemed you. He applies the blood. The Spirit of God comes upon you. What is the gift that gets imputed upon you? What is the gift? Can you think of the gift that he gives you immediately, if not sooner? You know why? Because it will manifest through you and in you. What is it? Well, yes, but what it, okay. Yeah, that, good question. Holy Spirit, okay. Ah, here we go. Now it's coming, now it's coming. Come on, you guys got your thinking caps on now, right? I heard love, and I heard joy. What else? Peace. Yes. Yes. Oh, here we go. There it is. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. That's the one we have trouble with. Having patience with folks. What? Him? Her? Not me. And God says, yeah, you. Go be kind to him. Go be kind to her. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness. What? Gentleness, self-control. Against there is no what? There's no law. In other words, you can have as much as you want. This is like going to a hometown buffet. Waiting for the bottom to fall out somewhere. Just eating away, right? I remember this all-you-can-eat Chinese place in National City. You know, it says all-you-can-eat, right? So, I was visiting that day. These four men, Samoan descent. Big men came in, and about after five plates, they were ran out. It was no longer all you can eat because they were about to eat everything they had. But with God, he has an abundance. He won't kick you out. Can I get amen? He won't say, man, I'm gonna have to cut it off, right? You're too lovey-dovey. You'll always have this if you allow the Spirit of God to move through you. Can I get amen? Amen? How many would rather walk in the Spirit or walk in the flesh? All right. I'm glad we're on the right track this morning. Saints, joy is the overflow of the Holy Spirit in our lives, no matter what kind of situations we're facing. His presence in us is not a matter of feelings, but a fact. Therefore, we never have to worry that he has what? left us. Can I get amen? However, sin in our lives keeps us from experiencing that joy. That's one thing God will do. He won't disown you, but guess what? If you're walking in rebellion toward him as a child of God, he will step aside. And he'll wait patiently until hopefully you'll go through that and then say, okay, forgive me, God. And then if you go too far, guess what he does? He ropes you in. And then he takes you straight to the whooping shed. Oh, yes, he does. I got word. I got facts on this. Because if I wouldn't just be saying a story. Well, this is what God will do. Well, some of you, show me where that is. Are you sure? Yes, I am. It's right up here in Isaiah. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. And your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. So if you willfully walk in sin as a believer, he will not hear you no more. Until you repent. Praise God for Sunday mornings because we can be in his word. Can I get amen?
Amen.
This is to equip us. This is to help us. This is to what? Put a hedge around us, a protection to know how God looks at our matters. Not what man feels and thinks. We conjure up all kinds. You know, we like to put God in a box, and this is how he thinks about us. And so I do this because this is how I perceive him. That's wrong. No, you need to see how he perceives you. And how he will deal with you. That's right. Look at James says. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not to do it, to him it is sin. So we got the Old Testament and the New Testament. They're a witness to one another. I'm just trying to help us understand how we can walk in the fullness of joy. That we don't have to go to these areas. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Because God's desire is that we would be in his presence. We would bathe in his presence. Everywhere we go, the presence of God would be upon us. Why? Because in that quick moment, he will use you right then and there to speak a word of faith, to lay hands on the sick, to lead someone into salvation, to pull someone out of the fire. And so, happiness is based on conditions, but joy, once again, is based on a relationship. Because we know conditions change every day, but our relationship with Jesus is unchanging and it's eternal. Can I get amen? This is what I try to share with my family members yesterday. Listen, let's not look at the negative things that happened in the past. Look at the eternal perspective here. Can I get amen? Because everything that we've done in the past is washed and forgotten by God. Look what God is doing now. He's going to receive them into glory. Paul's relationship with Christ superseded his dismal surroundings. And this is true and as well for us. Can I get amen? Just because you and I, saints, go through hardship and suffering doesn't mean that God has moved one inch from us. Joy can be a reality in our suffering. I hope you know that. Because the Bible says right up here, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. So I don't care what you're going through. You have a choice to make. Do I still choose to remain in the joy of the Lord? Or do you sour over spilt milk? And you're haunted by the past. God is saying, "Being free, get yourself free." Because why? How many believe that as we taught, what, a couple of weeks ago? I don't know if you were here a couple of Sundays ago, but we talked about the crowns. We talked about what? What's laid up for us? So Paul understood this. He saw this. Look what he says. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Say that with me. Press. I press. One more time. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, having this mind, and if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. So we can rejoice. We can rejoice when we're hurting. Why? Because as we come in for a close, we'll hit these last points here. We can rejoice. How many can rather rejoice or wallow in our misery? Rejoice, huh? Look at this. God walks through it with us. Why? Because he says, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I don't care what you're going through. He's with you. His joy will remain in you. Look at this. The Lord is in control of our circumstances. Because Isaiah said, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. How many just know without a shadow of a doubt that this is attribute of God is true? That's right. God don't want you to doubt him. 1 minute. Look at this. He causes those times to turn out for our good. God allowed those hardships to come for purpose. You know why? Because a lot of us was knuckleheads. Oh, you guys weren't knuckleheads, right? No, we came out of our mother's womb perfect. Look at Romans says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. So no matter what you're going through, he's working them all out. He's going to see you through it. He won't allow you to be trapped in life without his solution. He has the solutions. Can I get an amen? Look at that. There is nothing can separate us from his love. How many are so blessed to know that despite of yourself, he still loves you? That's right. You remember when you were in your 20s, when you looked into the mirror and you were going, ooh, yeah, ooh, wow, yeah. And now you're turning 60. Can you still say, ooh, yeah? You know what? I want to go boldly and say this. Oh, yes. You know why? Because I'm a child of God.
Yes,
I'm a child of God. And it's not the exterior. Huh? It's not what we look at on the outside. It's who you are on the inside. Hallelujah. Why? For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Nothing. Know that God is with us. I don't care what comes your way. Nothing's going to foil the plan of God. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Even our wrong choices in life. Did you know that? Do you know that God's grace is greater than our heart? Even our decisions that sometimes we made foolishly, we didn't think about it, we just went ahead and did it. Yet, despite of all that, he still loves us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
That's God's grace there. When we deserve to be totally annihilated, we can thank God for what he is doing in us. How many believe that God is using you? That's why Paul said to the Corinthian church, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Yes. unless indeed you are disqualified. Because if he's not in you, you're disqualified from this race. Can I get an amen? But we're all believers here. We love the Lord. He's in us. But I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. Can I get an amen? We're not. Listen, if you're here reading this, taking it in, you're here because you love the Lord, you're not disqualified. Can I get an amen? That's a witness to you. But to the unbeliever who want no part of a Sunday morning or a Wednesday night or any kind of Bible study or anything that has to do with God, they have disqualified themselves. And you pray for them. Amen? You pray for them. You pray for them. And so, in closing, to gain the right perspective of joy in the midst of pain, consider what Peter says. Consider what Peter says. I'm going to close in these scriptures and then we'll pray. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance, look at this, incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Say that with me, reserved in heaven for you. Turn to your neighbor. Just tell your neighbor right now, it's reserved in heaven for you. It's reserved in heaven for you. It's reserved in heaven for you. Look at that. Who are kept by the power of God. God keeps us. If you try to keep yourself, you will lose yourself. Can I get an amen? How many times have you lost the way? Thank God for GPS is now on our phone. We don't have to look in the old Thomas books. Remember the old Thomas Brothers book? Man, I can't find this street. Where is this street? And then you find out that page was torn out. You couldn't find it. And now we can't see it. Look at this. Reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. So when Jesus comes back, man, we're going to be changed and we're going to be like him. I can't wait. I say this all the time. I can't wait to see that new body he has prepared for me. I can't say much for your new body, but I'm envisioning mine. One day, I'll have that new body. And maybe I'll be able to do this again. Right now, wake me up from my nap. But you know what? That new body will have unspeakable joy. Look at verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. How many have been grieved by various trials? We all been there. Done that, huh? That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, even gold perishes, though it is tested by fire, that you may be found to the praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love. Can you honestly say you've seen Jesus face to face? We are sons and daughters just by the name alone. By faith. We believe God by faith. We're here because of God by faith. So look what it says. And having not seen you love. Look at that. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy, inexpressible and full of glory. Hallelujah. When I wake up in the morning, it's only the grace of God. I've been married to my wife for 22 years. I've never woken up with a sour face on my face. I wake up with the joy of the Lord. I greet her with love. Morning, honey. And I have joy on my face. You know why? Because I know we're not promised tomorrow. Tomorrow may never come for some of us. I take each day seriously. So the day that God, whatever day God gives us, is we rejoice in God. Can I get amen? Amen? And we love the Lord with all our heart, soul, and mind. That you love one another as Christ has loved them. That you would lay down your life for the brethren. That you would continue to press toward the prize and the call in Christ Jesus. Some of you have had rocky times in your life. Sometimes marriages clash. Sometimes children become wayward. Sometimes friends will walk out in your life. Sometimes a boss will call you in and says, "We don't need you no more. You've been there for many years." Sometimes a doctor will call you. "We need to talk. We found something." I'm here to let us know that come what may the joy of the Lord be our strength. Pray for me as we venture back when we break down here and a little fellowship next door, that Yolanda and I can continue to be a light for our family. And God will continue to use us. And God will strengthen us. Then I'll have that moment. Because every one of us grieve differently. Every one of us mourn differently. Some of us express it outwardly. I express it inwardly. Not that that's no different from someone that's expressing it. There's no difference. That's how God created us. So I leave us with these questions. What evidence is there in your life that you have the joy of Christ? So ask yourself, what is that evidence in me that His joy remains? Number two, how consistently is it expressed in your disposition in hard times? Can you still be reachable? Can people still communicate with you when hardships come? When depression tries to set in? When unforeseen circumstances come to your life? Can you still allow someone to sow righteousness in your life to help you? Or do you just close off to the world and hope that that day will soon pass? And number three, what are some of the reasons you can rejoice in your relationship with Jesus even when your circumstances give you no apparent reason to do so? Since I've been, by the grace of God, I've been to many. I've even was asked to be the person to speak at funerals on the behalf of families. And I've seen many expressions. I've seen many faces. I've seen the attitudes that people carry in. I've seen the exterior motives. I've seen everything that God has allowed me to see in at least 25 services that the grace of God has allowed me to serve the community. And now it's hitting home. Now it's time to be soon at my Father's. And as I shared earlier, there's people, despite of who you are in the natural sense as blood brothers and sisters, there are still some, because you stand for Christ, that will still despise you. I covet your prayers. I pray that God will strengthen me, strengthen us, that no matter what and how it ever unfolds, that God would be glorified, God would be magnified, God would be high lifted up, that God would use us. I look at these 10 years of pastoring this church, all it is marching orders and training. Training what God is doing in our life. Can I get an amen? Because none of us have arrived. We're all learning and growing in grace. We're all going to find trials and tribulations that God will continue to bring our way. But I'm hoping that what you've been learning over the years, over the months, that the Word of God will be highly elevated in your life. That what was sown into your hearts throughout the years was truth that came from God's Word. Can I get an amen? And that nothing different would take place with our family. No differently. And so, to God be the glory. I just want to say, I know we're a small group this morning. You never know who walks in the doors on a Sunday or a Wednesday. I've learned to just accept those who are coming and receive them with great joy and love. I can't do anything about those who weren't here or didn't want to be here or had other things to do, but that's God's thing. We're here today. And this message was for us today. And that you would leave this place with the joy of the Lord. That you would know that God has spoken to you through His Word and through His servant. And so let's pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would just bless our day. And bless those who are listening to this message. I'm praying, God, that maybe someone who has shared this with a friend on Facebook or forwarded the message somehow to someone that are feeling that they need a word of encouragement. And if that's you listening to this message right now, I'm praying that God would give you ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to you. That you would know without a shadow of a doubt that God loves you. That He died for you. And that He has the best yet to come for your life. And if you're listening right now and you've never surrendered your heart to Jesus, pray this simple prayer. The prayer is given to us humans here on earth to communicate with the Holy God in heaven. So pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me. And the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for all my sins. Come into my life. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Give him a shout of praise and glory in the house. Is he worthy? Is Jesus worthy? Hallelujah.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.